Well, the internship program, the plan was actually first initiated in 2016. We, as the forum, we realized that there are many South Sudanese graduates, whether through university or college, but who remain unemployed because they lack work experience. So what we did is, in partnership with Juba University, we did a short research just to find out why are young graduates not getting jobs. And we realized that it was mostly because of the lack of experience. So in April of this year, we launched the first cycle of the internship program. And as you mentioned earlier, each cycle of the internship is 3 months. And the second cycle began in September, and it just ended now in November 2018. So on Tuesday, 2 days ago, we launched the third internship program. So applications will opened on Tuesday, and they will close next year. That's January 20th, 2019. And just to explain a little bit about the statistics that we had from the first and the second internship program. So in the first cycle, we had 400 applications. And from those 400 applications, 27 interns were selected. That was 14 male and 13 female. So that was a very good balance. And they were placed in 18 NGOs who are members of the NGO forum. These 18 NGOs consisted of 10 national NGOs and 8 international NGOs. And they were placed here in Juba and across other areas in South Sudan. The second round, I guess it was becoming quite popular, because in the second round we had over 1,000 applications. It was 1,059 applications to be precise. And we selected 63 interns. There was 40 male and 23 female. And they were placed in 29 NGOs. That was 17 international NGOs and 12 national NGOs. So, I mean, I'll say this again, but this also shows that we encourage more females to apply. Because as you can see in the last round, there was quite an imbalance between females and male applicants.
Yes, dear Atila, of course, the NGO forum is easing it for graduates to find intensive placements. What could be the objectives of this internship initiative that you have undertaken?
As David will mention, you know, because he's been interning with the NGO forum for the past few months, This initiative gives young interns who have zeal, who have commitment, to put the skills that they've learned in their respective fields that they acquired in university, to put those skills and knowledge to work, so that this can open doors for them in order to become eligible to be employed in different sectors, be it in the development area, humanitarian sector, and private businesses. So just to highlight, this internship is open for South Sudanese nationals aged between 18 and 27, and you should have at least a diploma or a bachelor degree from an accredited university.
Yes, you actually have explained more about in the first phase and the second phase. More people have applied into this internship initiative in the organization. What is needed for the graduates, for instance, to qualify for this selection criteria into the internship initiative?
Well, I just mentioned that they should be aged between 18 and 27, and they should be South Sudanese, and should have either a bachelor or a diploma. And these are, let me just explain the steps of application. So anybody from across South Sudan can apply, and you can go onto www.southsudanngoforum, and there'll be a link to the internship program. Now, that link will redirect you to the application form. It is very simple. Actually, our intern, David here, was very instrumental in developing that application. It's a very simple application form. So once candidates apply, they will be selected by the NGO secretariat through predefined selection criteria. And we will also have host agencies, host NGOs, who we will match according to the qualifications of a candidate and the needs of the organization. So, for example, one NGO requests to have two interns working in that department, in the finance department. We will then select, let's say, four or three shortlisted candidates, submit the names, and then that specific NGO will then finalize the selection process, interview the candidates, and they can choose which interns to place in the organization.
Diatila there, and the listeners of Radio Maria, as is still, we inform you that you will be calling us on the line so that you share this experience. Let's go now to Tabana David, who is an intern with the NGO Forum. Taban, can you tell us, of course, your experience of internship with the UN NGO Forum?
Okay, well, thank you. Basically, at the NGO Forum, I work at the IT section, working basically with database and web application development. I write scripts that powers the website and the system, and of course, the online application form for internship, the current internship. And I do coding. I'm a programmer, and I do IT support also, well, at the NGO Forum, and I manage the resource center at the NGO Forum. And actually, I do another thing as assigned to me by the supervisor. Now, to come to the work experience, I've really learned a lot, like too much huge things. I shadow our IT manager when he is away. I can be able to fill in for him. And this experience has also gone not just sharpening my IT skills, but it has also instilled in me a lot of work ethics, like coming early in the morning for work. I come early in the morning, I find Yatile already in the office, you know, it's challenging. Yeah, and not only that, it has also exposed me too much to a lot of things, a lot of people that I don't know, new organization that I've never known. Like, for example, when we went for the social events at Da Vinci, it was really exciting meeting new people, like new country directors, you know, introduction and those things. It was really nice. And I'm right now confident that I can be able to do a lot of things alone. I do a lot of things. I can be independent to do a lot of things. I can be able to apply the skills and the knowledge that I've learned from the NGO Forum in my next job, maybe. Perhaps if I get a job, dear Tila can employ me.
Taban, I think it's very interesting to hear that a lot of experience that you have gained, and you are actually striving maybe to put those experiences on the ground, especially with any NGO that you may be hired for. And what could be your advice specifically for students that have just been graduated from the university and they are lingering? Actually, they don't know what to do and what experience they can have at this specific moment. What do you advise them in terms of this internship specifically?
Okay, well, I encourage also Sudanese to apply, all the fresh graduates who are outside there, to apply really for this internship. It's a very good initiative. If you come, you have to really work hard. Like, if you get an opportunity to do an internship, you have to really work hard. You learn a lot. You never know. That will be your opportunity to get the job that you deserve.
Okay, thank you. Let's leave it there again, and we shall be coming back to you, Taban. Let me just go to Diatile. Of course, what happens after the selection process has been done by the UN Forum or NGO Forum after the initiative has been done? After the process, what next?
Well, we place the interns are then placed in their respective organizations. And what I'd like to add is that we do offer a stipend of $100 to each intern, and a contribution towards the host organization of $50. So this $50 is just to support the hosting the intern. And So this $100 is meant to help the intern cover the, you know, food costs, transport costs, and so on and so forth. And at the end of the 3 months cycle of the internship, the intern evaluates the host organization, and vice versa. The host organization evaluates the intern about how they worked. And this enables us to improve this initiative. Like I said, this is only the third cycle. So we hope as we go further to increase and improve this program.
We've got two questions from our listeners.
Yes, let me start off by answering Daniel Inrumberg's question. So I did mention that the program is open for candidates aged between 18 and 27, and the idea is that these are fresh graduates who have no work experience, so we would like to give them the opportunity. So if candidates are above that age limit, unfortunately they don't meet the criteria.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yen also from a POC was asking that there are certain places like Panyajar where you don't have the network and no connection and poor connection. How will they get this information if they wanted, for instance, to be an internship with your NGO forum?
That is a very fair question, I must say. Well, we try as much. We advertise this program on multiple platforms. It's on our website. We promote it through our Twitter. Our Twitter handle is SSNGOF, and we also post it on our Facebook. We're here at Radio Miraya to announce it. And again, it's also through word of mouth. So we hope that the people who this news reaches, they can also tell their brothers and sisters and encourage them to apply. So obviously there are challenges that sometimes there are areas where the news don't reach, but then we rely on the listeners to then spread the message to their friends and family. So this initiative is quite competitive. So we encourage all applicants. The application form is quite short, but what I would encourage everyone to do is take the time to read the question, to work on your cover letter for the application, so that you can increase your chances of being selected. And again, the age limit 18 to 27. It's open for fresh diploma and bachelor degree graduates. And the applications opened this past Tuesday, and applications will close on the 20th of January 2019. And we ask that all applications are submitted through the online platform and not through emails or coming to the NGO forum to submit hard copies. Those applications will not be accepted. Everything has to be online. So that's what I plea.
Yes, dear Tila and all the listeners, those who have been calling, thank you over there. This has brought me to a serious question, that there were concerns that which has been raised from the past, that there were unpaid internships which tends to discourage a fresh graduate from doing internship. Is there any incentives in the training?
Yes, there is. There are incentives. Obviously, the first and the most important is that the interns who are placed in organizations, they get first-hand work experience working in these organizations for a period of 3 months. That is the first and foremost most important incentive. The second one is that we give support of $100 per month per intern to help cover the transport costs. And those are the incentives. And obviously the whole idea is that through this program, it opens doors for interns for future employment. And just on the $100 and the $50 that the $100 that we give to our interns and the $50 that is offered to host agencies, I would like to say that some host organizations actually sometimes opt not to receive this $50, and what that allows is that we're able to place more interns with that extra funding that we have. And this initiative is going to go on for 3 years. It is funded by the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency through the Embassy of Sweden. It is also funded by the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation through the Embassy of Switzerland, by ECHO, which is the European Union Humanitarian Aid, and also from membership contributions from the NGO Forum. As I mentioned earlier, the NGO Forum is comprised of 330 NGOs, 214 of them are national NGOs, and 116 of them are international NGOs. So membership contributions also go towards funding this program.
Yes, thank you, Tila and David. I think we are running out of time. And just in brief, what could be your last message in a short to the, especially the new interns, those who are interested to follow the internship? Let's start with Tila.
I would like to encourage all South Sudanese young graduates to apply. And I would just like to share that in the first round of this internship cycle, we had 9 interns who were actually retained as staff members in the organizations where they were interning. 2 of them were retained by a UN agency, and 7 of them by their NGOs. And in this last round, in the second round, we had 6 interns that were retained. So who knows, you apply and then you might become a permanent staff member. So I encourage everyone to apply by the 20th of January.
Thank you. And Taban, what could be our message, especially to the new recruits and the people who like to join this internship initiative?
What I would really like to say is that it's a very good opportunity, each and everyone. I would say that if you are a fresh graduate, please apply for this thing. Never miss this chance. It comes maybe once in a while. You never know. It's a very good opportunity that you will have in the future. You really need to apply for this thing, and it's really excellent. It's excellent. I guarantee you that it will be nice for you.